Hello and a very good morning. Welcome to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go, so let's dive into today's top stories. US President Donald Trump's tariff war has now officially drawn retaliatory measures from China and Canada, with Mexico likely to follow. China has imposed 15% counter tariffs on US chicken, wheat, and corn, while Canada has announced a 25% tariff on about $20.6 billion worth of US goods, with more to follow soon. With Trump's tariffs on Canada and Mexico kicking in, Indian companies with operations in these countries are also feeling the heat. Money Control reports that stocks of pharma and IT companies, as well as those of auto parts exporters, tumbled as much as 4%. Overall, Indian stocks notched up another new low on 3rd March 2025, with the benchmark Nifty index falling for the 10th straight session, its longest losing streak since inception 3 decades ago, reports Nishita Beura. The sell-off, driven by concerns about rich valuations and slowing growth, has seen foreign portfolio investors pull out nearly 1.29 lakh crore rupees in 2025 from Indian equities. The Nifty ended the day at 22,083, paring some of its early losses to finish marginally lower by 0.17%. But don't hold your breath for a stock's rebound yet. Despite a slowdown in FPI selling in February, several experts told Ravindra Sonawane there's no quick reversal in sight. FPIs remained net sellers in India's secondary markets last month, albeit at a slower pace of $4 billion, down from $9 billion in January. On the plus side, FPIs continued to invest in primary markets, pouring in $825 million in February compared to $448.7 million in January. Amid a raging public debate over the rise of family offices and differing views over how the next generation in India's wealthy families view their inheritance, Harsh Mariwala, chairman of Marico Limited, weighs in on the topic on Money Control's pages. He argues that family offices are a force for good, providing patient capital, mentorship, and guidance to entrepreneurs. They also help in reducing our dependence on foreign investors, he writes, and create long-term value. Anora may have swept Oscars 2025, including Best Picture, but the Golden Statuette is no longer a ticket to box office gold, according to an interesting data analysis by Ishan Gera. The average box office returns of Oscars Best Picture winners from 2020 to 2024 were 28 times lower than those of box office hits in the preceding five-year period, with Oppenheimer being the only major exception. This is a significant departure from previous decades when Oscar winners and commercial successes went hand in hand. As India advances its efforts to establish sovereign AI capabilities, homegrown data center and cloud services provider Yota is emerging as a key player in Bharat's quest to develop an indigenous large language model, or LLM. Check out the piece by Rishabh Shaw on India's foundational LLM mission, where he explores how Yota is bridging the compute gap. And finally, travel packages for the ICC Champions Trophy are selling out quickly, reports Mariam Farooqi. Indians are shelling out as much as $1,200 per package to watch out their favorite team in action, according to Bharat Army Travels, the official ICC travel partner. But it's not just cricket. Indians are also showing interest in other sports such as football, tennis, and golf, with sports tourism growing at 17% annually in India. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.